the tourists who crammed the hallways of the United States Capitol yesterday were hoping to catch a glimpse of more than the usual lawmakers and exhibits. America's most famous governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, was in Washington, D.C. He was looking for help. He wants the federal government to work on some of California's problems. John Myers of member station KQED reports.
It was hard to miss the commotion on the sidewalks of Connecticut Avenue in Northwest Washington Thursday afternoon. If the reference to the Terminator didn't make it clear enough, hand-drawn signs showing Arnold Schwarzenegger as a villain to California schools made the point to passersby. Schwarzenegger was on a whirlwind 24-hour trip to the nation's capital, where he received an endorsement from Common Cause of his redistricting plans, discussed Medicaid funding with the Bush administration, and attended meetings covering everything from homeland security to transportation. Some might say he's taking on too much at once, but not Schwarzenegger.
All of those things are important. I mean, in bodybuilding, we had an old saying, do only one thing at a time. But now we're in politics, so I mean, we can do four things at the same time. Don't worry about it.
The main focus of the trip, however, was a two-hour closed-door session with all 53 California members of the House of Representatives. Afterwards, lawmakers on both sides said they would try to find ways to work together, even after the governor's public ribbing of California Democrats, who he famously called girly men last summer. Congressman Adam Schiff is a Democrat representing the suburbs of Los Angeles.
I just write that off to a little bit of showbiz. The real challenge is for us to identify one or two or three things that we are prepared to fight for together.
Those things, according to many lawmakers in the meeting with Schwarzenegger, include protecting California's military bases from a new round of closures. But military bases were not what candidate Arnold Schwarzenegger was talking about when he promised to be the so-called collectinator of federal money for California. Even so, when a reporter sitting on the floor in a Capitol hallway asked the governor about whether he'd lived up to his self-chosen nickname, he deflected the issue with his usual mix of charm and spin.
Don't you think it's a great title?
Have you collected it?
You should come up a little higher because it's not a good shot me looking down. But anyway, I think collecting it is the proper name. We actually collected $1.1 billion.
Critics, however, say that dollar amount is misleading because some of the deals are not yet finalized and others are only one-time infusions of cash. But political analysts say voters may not care as long as Governor Schwarzenegger doesn't come home empty-handed. Jack Pitney is a professor of government at California's Claremont McKenna College.
It will help him greatly if he can find something that he can bring back to California from Washington. It may not be the answer to the state's economic problems, but something specific that he can point to.
Pitney says, as is often the case in politics, Schwarzenegger's victory only has to be a symbolic one. But while the governor has so far shown a flair for symbolism, his decision to fight multiple battles all at once may make it harder to convince California voters those symbols should be counted as victories. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Washington.